Listening to and reading general political discussion, I notice an overwhelming presence of slang, vernacular, sometimes blatant profanity, and an absence of eloquent, diplomatic word choice. Demanding language and blunt narrative functions to raise emotion and support. Language is a rhetorical practice. It can effectively provide culprits to blame from a charismatic individual who makes promises to return the nation to an earlier era that some supporters might prefer, to make America great again. Though the election is now passed, locally, I noticed responses that were superficial and unresponsive until a question was clarified repetitively. There was a sense that individuals avoided questions because they were so charged in the COVID dynamics of the world. Something like, do you think the state should require mask wearing? And then a response that was often extremely subdued, too casual of a shrug to know what maybe means. Interpretation of shared language depends on context from the listener and speaker. Is the conversation casual? Is it just sharing ongoing political commentary and whether you agree with the speaker and or opinion of the tone of voice he or she is using? Is it background noise, discussion about how to cook potatoes, why our eyes water, or dimensions of food security in Alaska, music to fill the car or home? When do I know to turn the volume up and be more aware of what a speaker is saying? When do I turn it off? What I learned and noticed in my interviews and conversations this week is that the organic share of information instead of platforming an opinion makes a big difference. I had an opportunity to talk to Nan Thompson, a woman from Moose Pass who created a quilt for the show Shifting Tides, on display at the Pratt Museum until November 28th. It was the first time I met her, but we immediately found some kindred energy before even talking about her quilt. She spends summers on a tender in Prince William Sound, and the inspiration for her quilt was the Copper River Flats. We talked about what the flats looks like, memories of beach time, very specific places, where to find different color rocks, and specific shore patterns, intricate details of life on a commercial boat in the summer. Once past a casual introduction, she shared more inspiration for her quilt and how she incorporated the abstract shades of brown and gray and dense, sticky mud colors into the piece, how she found the colors by hand-dyeing fabric to show the horizon of the flats. Beyond that, I received an introductory explanation of quilting techniques and how all the pieces in the show vary from her perspective, how the detailed edges of fabric are important. It wasn't a structured interview, and it wasn't a lecture. I learned more about fabric in 45 minutes than I have ever heard before. In further layers, we found generations of academic connections. We went to the same university. What dorm did you live in? She asked me. Another travel interest. Just commonality. Similar preferred authors, some talk simmers on its own. Not a platform, a memory. Components of politics, health, and impacts of public school closure casually surface too. We shared them, how they impact us and those around us. Then we closed a conversation by saying something like, I hope things go well for you in the next few months. Apologetic, reflexive language regardless of other stances that can be left in the wings, off the stage. Everyone has opinions, and they don't all need to be exposed in order to develop relationship, especially when foundations are fragile. Listening and silence are part of storytelling, too.